The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 31st, 1975, in Nairobi, Kenya.
Translation: Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, all together, these eight comprise my separated material energies.
Bhumi rapo naru vayu, khangamano buddhi revacha, ahankara iti yangme bhinna prakiti astha. Krishna is explaining himself. God is explaining what is God. That is real knowledge. If you speculate on God, it is not possible. God is unlimited. You cannot understand. God, Krishna, in the beginning said, asaṃsāṃ samagraṃ māṃ yathā gyāśyasi tat śrino. Samagraṃ. Samagraṃ means whatever, samagraṃ means complete. So, whatever subject for study and knowledge there is sum total of everything. God is the sum total of everything. Therefore, he begins to explain himself. First of all, because we have no information of God, but practically we see the vast land, the vast water, ocean, the vast sky, then fire, so many things, material things also mind, mind is also material, and then ego, everyone is thinking that I am something, I am kattaham iti mannate, ahankara vimurat, this false ego. This ego means false ego. And there is pure ego. That pure ego is aham brahmas. And the false ego, I am Indian, I am American, I am African, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya. This is false ego, ahankara. So, at the present moment, not at the present, always, we are surrounded by all these things. That is our beginning of philosophy. Where from this land came? Where from this water came? Where from the fire came? That is natural into. Where from the sky came? How these stars are situated? So many millions and millions. So, these are the inquiries of the intelligent person. That is the beginning of philosophical life. Therefore, those who are thoughtful human beings, gradually they are inquisitive of understanding the Supreme Lord, Krishna. So Krishna is there, and Krishna is explaining himself, I am like this. But unfortunately, we will not understand Krishna. But we will try to speculate. What is God? This is our disease. Krishna is explaining himself, God is explaining himself. We shall not take that statement, but either we shall deny or we shall accept God without any head and leg and so on, so many things. This is our disease. Therefore, in the previous verse, it has been explained, manushyanam sahasrashu. Kaścid yadati siddhaye. jatatam api siddhanam kosti vetimam tam. Out of many millions of persons, actually they are serious to understand what is the aim of life, what is God, what is my relation. Nobody is interested. Just like Saiva Gokhala, everyone is interested with this bodily conception of life, like cats and dogs. This is the position. Not only now, always, this is the material condition. But somebody, manusanam sahasresu, out of millions and one, tries to understand, to make his life perfect. And out of such perfection means to understand his real constitutional position, that he is not this material body, he is spirit soul, Brahma. That is perfection. Perfection of knowledge, Brahma Jnana. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasuchati Nakangati. Samas Sarvesu Bhuteshu Madhvakti Labhate Param. After Brahma Jnana, sometimes the Mayavadi philosophers, they say, by bhakti, one gains brahma-jnana and one becomes liberated, merged into brahma and so on. Because they say bhakti is meant for the less intelligent class of man. Their acquisition is like that. No, that is not the fact. Bhakti, kanishthadhikari, in the lower stage of bhakti, that is also higher than the Mayavad philosophy. And the lower status of bhakti means that achyavigraha, anyone, any person, he does not clearly understand what is God, but by the instruction of the spiritual master, one is engaged in the service of the Lord. This morning we have explained the deity worship. Here is God. Here is God, factually. But he has no realization that here is God. That is called kanishthadhikari, in the lower stage of devotional service. But if he accepts, even theoretically, that here is God, then he becomes more advanced than the Mayavadi, who are thinking of God without head and leg. Nirvisheshvada. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one who has undergone the training by a Mayavadi philosopher, his life is finished. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoye sarbonash. He says that he is finished. Because he'll never be able to advance in devotional service. And that is the ultimate goal of life. Madhavakti labhate param. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. After realization of Brahma, when it is actually on the Brahma platform, then the symptom is na sochati na kankati. He has no more lamentation and no more aspiration on Brahma. Then he can see everyone on equal level. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu, because he does not see the outward body. He does not see that here is a Hindu, here is a Muslim, here is a Christian, here is Indian, here is American, here is black and here is white. No, he sees within, introspection. He sees that within, vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini sunice cha sapake cha Pandita Samadharishu. That is Samasarvesu Bhuteshu. Not artificially you can make Samasarvesu Bhuteshu. Artificially it is not possible. There will be some distinction, must be bodily. So therefore on the bodily platform they are trying to become united. The United Nations is trying for the last 40 years, but there is no unity. It is not possible on the bodily platform. But on the spiritual platform, there is unity. Just like in our movement, Krishna consciousness You will find all different nations, all different colors, all different religion, all different sects. They are all united in chanting Hare Krishna. This is unification. There is no distinction. And this is not artificial. This is practical. So the people are trying to become united, oneness. That is not possible on the bodily platform. So this bodily concept of life can be vanquished, can be rejected on the spiritual platform. So here Krishna says, first of all, our material conception of life. We are in the material world, we see everything as stone and wood and earth and water and fire and everything. We have got the capacity to see all these things. Here Krishna says that this bhumi, this earth, apa, this water, anala, this fire, vayu, air, khang, the sky, ether, mon, mind, that is still subtle. Up to ether you can see. But the mind, which is still finer than the ether, mono, that you cannot see. Mind, everyone knows, you have got mind, I have got mind, but you cannot see the mind. Neither I can see your mind. Here is the subtle. First gross, bhumir apanala vayu, up to ether. Ether also we cannot see, but we can understand. Here is ether. By sound. As soon as there is sound, this is the understanding of ether. Ether, vayu, you can touch, but you cannot see. Then fire you can see. And then water you can see also, and then earth, gross. From the finer we are coming to the gross. Begins from the finer. So finer than the ether is the mind. And finer than the mind is intelligence, ego. And finer than the intelligence and ego is the soul. So how you can see soul? You cannot see even the material things as soon as it becomes finer. How you can see the soul? They cannot see, but soul is there. Therefore, when the soul departs from the body, we see the bhumi rapanala vayu khangamana buddhi ahankara. Buddhi is ahankara. The man, the dead man is lying. The gross thing we are seeing. But the mind, intelligence, ego, which is carrying that soul, that you do not see. How transmigration of the soul takes place, that we have no knowledge, poor fund of knowledge. We can simply think gross. Jara darshan, it is called jara darshan. Even there is no sukha darshan. Although there is mind, but you cannot see. Then how you can see the soul? So this is the defect of modern education. So what is beyond your perception, sense-perception, that you have to hear. There are two kinds of knowledges. By practical experience, direct perception, and by hearing from authority, aitijya. According to Vedic system, there are three kinds of evidences. Direct, and pratyakha. Pratyakha means direct. And then aitijya, and then shruti. Shruti, Shruti means hearing from the authority. Just like here we see that there is mind, everyone knows mind, but it is confirmed by the Shastra because we are hearing from Krishna, which is called Shruti. Similarly, when Krishna says in the second chapter, Dehi nasmin tatha dehi kaumarajo nangjara tatha deha antara prati dhira satanamaya. Asmin dehe, within this body, there is the proprietor of the body that you have to learn by hearing. If you want to see immediately, let me see where it is in the... So, your so-called scientific research cannot help you. You have to learn it simply by hearing from yours. This is called Shruti. Shruti Pramana. Shruti Pramana. Evidence from Shruti. So the Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. You have to learn things beyond your perception simply by hearing from the authorities. So Vedic knowledge is the authority. Why we accept Vedas as authority? Because there is a perfect knowledge. I have discussed so many times the authority of the Vedas accepting cow dung as pure, although animal stool is impure, but Vedas accept this cow dung is pure, we accept it. Cow dung is pure. This is called Shruti Praman. So, Shruti Praman means the real knowledge, perfect knowledge, is coming from the Supreme Perfect, Krishna. That perfect knowledge, after creation, Brahma is the first created being. So, Brahma was instructed the Shruti, perfect knowledge, by Krishna. Krishna is the original spiritual master, Vedantavit. He says, Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedaishya sarvai ahameva vedyam Vedantavit Vedantakrit cha aham. So, Vedic knowledge means the instruction given by Krishna to the first living being, Lord Brahma. Janmadasya jata. From Krishna, everything is born, everything is emanating. He says in the Bhagavad Gita that, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartata. Everything is coming from. So, the first engineer of this universe, Lord Brahma, he comes from Krishna. Not directly Krishna, but from Garbhodakshai Vishnu. There is Vishnu Tattva, Krishna, Balaram, Sankarsan, Chaturbhuha, Narayan, Ditya Chaturbhuha, again Sankarsan, from Sankarsan Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu, to Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Kirodakshai Vishnu, in this way. So, Krishna is the origin. Therefore Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Sarvasya means even this Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Kirodakshai Vishnu, Narayan, Sankarsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, everything. Then again the material world, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, then from Brahma so many demigods, and Vishnu, and Vishnu. Therefore, he is the Aham sarvasya prabhava. This is the book. And the knowledge is also coming from it. Knowledge is coming from it. It is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya, the original person from whom everything is born. Yataha, annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigya. He knows everything perfect. Indirectly and directly. Annayat itaratascha abhigya. And where from he got the knowledge? No, Sara, that is his God means Sarat. He hasn't got to get any knowledge from anyone else. Everyone gets knowledge from him, but he hasn't got to take knowledge from anyone. Sarat. Independent. So, the Brahma, the first Lord, first creature, living creature, so he got knowledge from Krishna. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai. That Supreme Person gave the knowledge to the Adikavi. Adikavi means Lord Brahma, the first learned man. So our Vedic conception of life creation is not like the Darwin, that his first creation, I do not know what is, but they think that they get knowledge from monkey. But we do not take knowledge from monkey. Therefore, we do not keep ourselves in darkness. If you take knowledge from monkey, then you remain always like monkey. You cannot be advanced. But here it is Bhagavad says, Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kavaye. We got knowledge directly from Krishna, the most part way. Therefore, Brahma is generated from Vishnu. So, the first living creature, a perfect person within this material world, who got instruction, that is the beginning of creation. Beginning of creation is not crude ignorance. Beginning of creation is first-class knowledge. That is the Vedic conception. So, Krishna says, that's how you are thinking of the material scientist that's studying earth, soil, what is called soil expert. They are studying soil, where is mine, where is gold, where is coal, where is this, that, so many things they are studying. But they do not know where from these things came. Yes, Krishna explained that bhinna me prakriti, this is my energy. My energy. How these different chemicals and earthly matters become manifested, everyone is inquisitive, any thoughtful man. Here is the answer. Here is the answer. That bhumi rapana lobayo khang mano buddhi revacha ahankara iti ayagame bhinna prakriti astadha. Bhinna prakriti astadha. Just like I am speaking, it is being recorded. Recorded. But in my absence, if the record is played, it will exactly vibrate the same sound. So that is my energy, or anyone's energy, but bhinna, separated from me. You have to understand like this. So everything is energy of God, Krishna. But this material world means you are missing Krishna. Where from this energy has come? That point we are missing, bhinna. One who knows, just like the same example, in the record, the play is going on, but one who does not know who has recorded the speech, he cannot find out. But one who knows voice, he can understand it is coming from Prabhupada, the Swami. Similarly, the energy is there, but because we have forgotten the source of the energy, or we do not know the source of the energy, therefore we take material things as final. This is our ignorance. This prakriti, this material world, is composed of these things. Humi rapo manalo vayu khangamano buddhi reva. The word from this came, that Krishna explains, that they are my energies. Because you have to know. So, see, to understand Krishna means one must know what is this earth, what is this water, what is this fire, what is this air, what is this sky, what is this mind, what is this ego, these material things, they should know that where from these things came. They only theorize that water is combination of some chemical, hydrogen, oxygen. Where from the chemical came? Hydrogen, oxygen. That they cannot answer. So therefore, this is called achinta shakti. Achinta shakti. If you do not apply, if you refuse achinta shakti in God, achinta shakti, inconceivable energy, then there is no God. Achinta shakti sampanna. Now you can understand what is that achinta shakti. Achinta shakti, you have got also. Achinta shakti. Everyone, because we are part and parcel of God, therefore, minute. Very, what is the ratio? The ratio is, it is said in the Shastra, what is that? Kesagra satabhagasya. Satadha kultitasya. Jiva bhava samvidya. Sabhigyaya. Sanantaya kalpati. Kesagra satabhagasya. Just giving an idea. What is that? The tip of the hair. Just a small pulista. He divide this point into 100 parts. And that one part again divided into 100 parts. That is made 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. That is a fullest of life. That is the magnitude of the jiva. Spirit, spiritual part, molecular parts, atomic parts. So, kesagra satabhagasya satadha kalpitasya cha jiva bhava savijnaya sa anantaya kalpati. So there is magnitude, but because in the material eyes, we can see simply the gross thing, the subtle things we cannot understand. But from the Shastra, you have to understand. From the Shruti, then you will understand. There is verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Indriyani pararahu, Indriyabha paramana, manasasya paro buddhi. Just like here it is said, mana buddhi, manasasya para buddhi. Finer or superior than the mind is intelligence. That is another place it is also explained. The gross thing means, these senses, Indriyani pararahu, this is gross vision. I see a man, means I see his body, his eyes, his ears, his hands and legs and everything. That is gross vision. But finer than this gross senses, there is mind, which is controlling the senses. That is unity. Indriyani pararahu, Indriyabha parahmana. Then mind is controlled by the intelligence. Manasastha paro buddhi. So you have to study like that. Simply like layman, if you dismiss that there is no God, there is no soul, this is simply raskanta. Simply raskanta. Don't remain raskans. Here is Bhagavad Gita. Learn everything very particularly, very minutely. And it is open for everyone. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, not for Arjuna. He came for everyone, because he loves everyone. Everyone is son. Sarva Jonishu Kaunteya, Sambhamanti Murtaya, Tasang Mahajani Brahma, Ahanga Bhijapaga. He is the Siddhiving Father. Don't take Krishna as a foreigner or something else. No. He is your father, original father, seed-giving father. And the material nature is the mother. Just like father and mother, the father gives them seeds. Similarly, God gives the seeds. And the mother, material nature, gives the body. That we have got experience. The father gives the seed in the womb of the mother, and mother creates the body. Similarly, all living entities, they are coming from Krishna. It is not possible to create by chemicals. That is not possible. But one is not convinced, rascal. He tries to make chemical combination to create living beings. This is foolishness. So, because we are learning knowledge from Shruti, from the perfect person, we will never be convinced. We shall challenge. You create, rascal, create. Then talk. Otherwise, I shall kill. This is our challenge. Because we know very well that it will not be possible to create living being by combination of chemicals. He is talking nonsense. That is not possible. So, we have to study from Shruti. Then we become learned. Then we can know what is our constitutional position. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasrochati. Then he does not level, neither he aspires everything, because he knows everything is complete there, conducted by the Supreme Being. And the Supreme Being said, Maya Dhaksena Prakriti Syate Sacharatanam. So this is the understanding of knowledge. So you take it very seriously, study Bhagavad Gita and learn everything nicely, become learned, jnanavan, bahunam janvanavanti jnanavan mang prabuddhate, and just try to surrender to Krishna, then your life is successful. Thank you very much. Any question?
What kind of mind intelligence controls ego when the soul is living?
The soul has got his mind. What is this? Devadi. The soul is original consciousness. Soul has got his body, his mind, intelligence, everything. So, this mind, material mind, is covered. As the soul is covered by the material things, similarly, the mind is also covered. So, the spiritual life means, as we become liberated, the mind also becomes liberated. The intelligence also becomes liberated. Any other question?
When the soul leaves the body, does it go with the intelligence and ego and...
This material, covered, that forces him to get another body, according to the mind desires. At the time of death, the mind's desire, he gets the similar body. Jangjanga maapi saran bhavam maran bhavam tajattanti kalivara. Therefore, you have to practice how to remember Krishna at the time of death. Then immediately we are transferred to the spiritual world.
The time of death, soul goes with the actions of the past.
Yes. This is action. If you madhyajino pi janti maam, if you practice devotional service, then at the time of death there is great possibility of understanding or remembering Krishna. Madhajajino bhi jati. You have to practice. This Krishna consciousness movement means you are leading person to make the mind absorb in Krishna consciousness. Then there is chance of remembering Krishna at the time of death. And as Krishna says, taktadihaṁ punarjanmanati, that person, after giving up this body, he does not get any more material body. Then what kind of body? Mati. He gets the similar body as Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, for eternal life of blissfulness.
Suppose the rascal remembers at the death and death Krishna.
Rascal cannot. But even if he remembers,
usually they die in coma.
Usually
they die in deep
unconsciousness. That is not very good. Coma is not good. That is the sign of sinfulness. He must be conscious.
Shri Prabhupada, originally the desires come from the subtle body or from the soul.
The mind. Soul is now dependent on the mind. Therefore mind has to be trained up. That is called yoga. Too much in the body, the concept of life, that hatha yoga is recommended to control the mind. Yoga, indriya sanyama. Yoga means to control the senses. Senses, the mind is the master of the senses. Therefore, controlling the mind. Yoga, indriya sanyama.
Spiritual desires in the soul.
Spiritual, you are spiritual. Unless you understand that you are spirit, there is no question of practicing yoga or jnana or bhakti. That is material platform, kormis, muras. Unless you understand that you are Brahma, aham brahmasmi, there is no question of other higher processes. Other processes, there are four things, karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti. So, karma is meant for the grossest person who are simply interested in this body. That is karma. And who are baffled in this bodily conscious of life, wants to know what is the actual life, that is jnana. And then, practice of yoga, and the ultimate is bhakti. All these are yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, hatha yoga. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yogi nama pi sarvesam, of all the yogis. Madhukata antarātmana, one who is thinking of me, always. Sadhyavan, with faith, bhajate. Bhajate means bhakti. From the word bhaja, bhakti comes. Bhaja sevayam. So bhajadhatakti, it's called bhakti. So here the very word is used. Bhajate ma, sadhyavan, bhajate ma. That means bhakti. So one who is engaged in bhakti yoga, he is recommended as the first class yoga. Yogi nama pi sarve yam madgata antarātmana sadhyāvān bhajate jo mām sami yuktuva. Krishna says he is first class. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to make all first class yogis.
If you do not finish up Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, you can have to take birth in the material world. Can
is fallen, is called yoga-bhrashta. So, yoga-bhrashta, when he has fallen from the instruction of the spiritual master, but the spiritual master sometimes so kind that he delivers him in the next birth. But it is not our duty to bring the spiritual master to save me again in the next life. It is not very good disciple.
At the time of death, some people become unconscious.
No one conscious. There is consciousness, there is.
But
so long one is not death, when the soul is gone out of the body, this consciousness is there, sitting in the sleeping condition. If he is fortunate.
Srila Prabhupada, Krishna, he gave us five common sense. And then he wants us to control them.
Krishna gives us five gross senses and he wants us to control them. How can we do this?
How you are being trained up? You do not know that? Why you are forbidden? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. This is controlling. If you don't accept this controlling, then you are lost.
From time immemorial, we've seen that in India, every time there's been a religious reform.
Why are you bringing India? Is it mean we are simply for Indian?
No. Do you think?
Then why are you bringing India?
It's not a designation. I'm just preparing it because of the auspiciousness. That every time there's been a religious reformer or a prophet, he's been treated very nicely, but in other parts of the world,
anyone who does not know what is Bhagavad Gita and Krishna is a rascal. He is not a prophet. He is a rascal. Nobody can become prophet without full knowledge of Krishna. Not that everyone will become and be a prophet. No. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Namāna duṣkita namnu uḍhā prapadyante naḍānam. Anyone who has not surrendered to Krishna, he is a naḍānam. How he becomes a prophet? Just see. Don't bring so-called prophets. They are all naḍānams. Lowest of the mankind. And he is prophet. No, prophet is not so cheap. Don't be misguided by these rascals. Krishna says it is not our manifest. The sign that anyone who does not know about Krishna and he has not surrendered to Krishna, he is Naradham.
The man becomes the man after the death.
No guarantee.
He may go to other animals.
Species. He may become a dog and he may become a demigod also, according to his karma. Madhyajin opi jantiva. Opi. Janti deva brata devan pitrin janti pitrit brata. Bhutejya jānti bhūtāni. According to his karma, he gets the next body. There is no guarantee that he will get human body. Therefore, it is very risky civilization, as a modern tribe. They do not know what is the goal of life. Simply like cats and dogs, they are eating, sleeping, having sex life and dying. That's all. They do not know. Very risky life. Ati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. This is the statement of the Shastra. These rascals, they do not know what is the goal of life, to understand Vishnu or Krishna. Ati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. Durasayaji bahiratthamanina. In the external energy of Krishna, this bhumi rabo, binna prakriti me astada. Binna. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. Durasaya. Ji bahiratthamani. Bahiratta means this external, separated energy, material. They are trying to become happy by adjustment of this bhumi rapa naravai. They are implicated with this bhumi rapa naravai, external, bahiratthamani. So they are andha, blind. Andha jatham, dhai rupaniya mana. And they are needing other men. Yes.
The Eastern are more
here than Eastern. Eastern are more at the present moment. This is the world, material world is andha, all blind. This is, there is no question of Eastern or Western. This is our manufacture. The Eastern is better than the Western. Just like stool. Stool, upside, little dry. And the downside, it is moist. If you say this side is better than the downside. It is after all stool. What is better side or... We don't make such things as Eastern and Western. We test whether he is Krishna conscious, that's all. All right, chant Hare Krishna.